Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
More than $10,000 in tools reported stolen from storage unit in Wright. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 41-year-old woman contacted the Campbell County Sheriff's Office to report a theft from her storage unit at the Store Wright Storage in Wright on Saturday evening. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, at around 7:30 p.m., deputies responded to the storage unit, which had been broken into and multiple items were taken. The woman said around $10,000 in tools and two toolboxes, one yellow and one green, valued at $400 each, were missing from the unit. She told deputies she believes the theft occurred sometime in the previous 2 weeks. There are no suspects in the case, and the investigation is ongoing. Wyoming-born Maverick rebrands 400 come-and-go stores in wake of sale. A dozen or so come-and-go stores in Wyoming will rebrand over the next 2 years after its acquisition by Maverick. The new company will have more than 800 stores and 13,000 employees. According to Cowboy State Daily, a Salt Lake City-based corporation with Wyoming roots has bought the come-and-go brand in Wyoming and 12 other states and will rebrand many of them over the next year. Maverick, Adventure's First Stop president and chief adventure guide Chuck Maglett, said the acquisition of the Come and Go brand positions the company to create a best-in-class convenience store network across the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region. Come and Go has 14 stores in Wyoming, according to Come and Go Director of Communications Taylor Boland, and 400 locations across the 13 states where it's located. Gillette is currently the home of 3 Come and Go stores. Maverick already has stores in Wyoming, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, New Mexico, Nebraska, Nevada, Oregon, South Dakota, Utah, and Washington. Adding the 400 come-and-go stores will double the number of stores Maverick owns, as well as extend its reach into 8 new states. While Maverick's headquarters today is in Utah, the company began in Afton, Wyoming, when a local 20-year-old man decided to open a business in his hometown. Ruel Call opened his two-pump gas station in 1928 from money he'd earned renting roller skates. The business quickly grew, and Ruel was soon supplying fuel to surrounding towns and ranches. Today, Maverick is the largest independent fuel marketer in the Intermountain West, employing 8,000 people. Despite its size, it is still a family-owned, financed, and operated store. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.